Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, the school year is wrapping up for students around the area, and that means that our kids are going to have plenty of time to hang out with their friends. And here on Pebbles of Truth, we're in the middle of a series we're calling Parenting Through the Summertime Attractions. And hanging out with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And Scott, last week we talked a bit about how parents can give guidance to their daughters in the areas of appropriate dress and modesty. And this week we want to look at the same topic as it applies to our sons. So I guess the first question we should address is, why is this even an issue for boys?
Yeah, it's a great question. We often think of modesty as a ladies issue, but The truth is with today's fashions, it poses issues for men as well. And two of the major issues that we need to help our sons walk through is first choosing what they will wear, and then also how they will respond to what the ladies around them are wearing.
Well, let's talk then about boys' fashions first. And speaking of hanging out, I've certainly noticed that while boys' shorts can be a bit baggy, that looseness means that they tend to show more of what they're wearing than they should.
You're right. I think it was the comedian Jeff Foxworthy who wondered why he has to see the underwear of every teenage boy in America. And you're right. That loose and baggy look that is so prevalent in boys' fashions does tend to show off the clothes that the older generations used to call their unmentionables. So that's certainly one area that we need to talk to our sons about. And then another area of boys' fashion that we ought to be concerned about is what is displayed on their T-shirts. Mm-hmm. A lot of T-shirts will have images or words that have double meanings.
And Scott, I've noticed that as well. It can be really hard for parents these days to stay up on the lingo that teens are using pretty much because it's changing constantly. But it seems the marketing firms are well aware of what those seemingly innocent words can mean.
They sure do, Cap. They keep track of that thing real tight. You know, Cap, my family is headed to the beach in a couple of weeks, and every time we go, I am stunned by some of the T-shirts that I see dads wearing with their sons right there, and I wonder what kind of message they're sending to their boys.
Well, I guess that leads us right into the second issue that we mentioned earlier. First off, how can we give guidance to our sons on how a Christian man should first of all dress? And then secondly, how should we respond to how others dress?
Well, I think it certainly begins with modeling how a man should dress. It would be hard to expect our sons to dress appropriately if we're wearing a T-shirt with a suggestive message on it, for example. And proper modeling also means how we respond to other women who are dressed provocatively. Mm-hmm. If we turn our heads when that woman walks by, or we just treat women as objects in general, our sons are going to assume that that's appropriate for a Christian man. So we have to consciously choose to look the other way. And, Cap, that's getting harder to do. I sometimes have to change the channels even when I'm watching a football game.
That's true. Those commercials don't exactly show women in modest dress, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, Scott, what sort of things should then we as dads be talking with our sons about regarding appropriate dress and modesty?
Well, I think you've already mentioned the first key right there. This is the part of our job as dads. We can't just leave this to something that mom takes care of.
And that's a good point. And dads, the days of having the talk are a-changing.
Right. It's no longer you have a big talk and then that's it. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a continual conversation that happens over a number of years. And sometimes these opportunities are just going to present themselves. Let's say you're at a ball game or at the beach or anywhere where there's a lot of people, you're going to see some people that are dressed inappropriately. You know, instead of trying to avoid them, just talk about them with your kids and say, hey, what kind of image is that person projecting about themselves? What does their dress say about them? Is that something that we would want in our lives? Get them thinking about these things and then keep that conversation going.
And dads need to be committed to looking for opportunities to steer our kids in the right directions at all times.
Right.
Well, thank you, Scott, for those thoughts. And once again, I want to remind our listeners of our upcoming mini golf event that we're going to be holding at the Village Greens in Strasbourg on Father's Day weekend. It's a great event for the whole family and would make a great Father's Day gift for dads as well. You can check out all the information for that as well as register on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.